How we doing?
Bill, could you please talk about, you've always talked about what you want from your quarterback to do in a game. What about the mental stuff? What are you looking for mentally from Tom, not just this game, but say in a playoff game?
Well, we're just focused on this game, John, so we're not even thinking about anything other than the Tennessee game. And as far as that goes, you know, we have a game plan on offense that, you know, obviously is predicated on the quarterback making good decisions at the line of scrimmage, making good decisions after the snap of the ball, obviously, especially in the passing game. Take care of the football, get us into the right play when that type of play call calls for that, and play a clean game, play an efficient game. Operate the huddle with high efficiency, play at a good tempo. You know, we play too slow against Cincinnati, and I want us to play faster. It doesn't mean, you know, a whole game of no huddle, but it just means we need to get in and out of the huddle quicker and play the game at a better tempo.
We talked a lot about Jadeveon Clowney. What about this season that Whitney Mercer has had and what you've seen from him?
You know, Whitney, I've said this, many times, is he's a great guy to coach. He's improved every single year. He's improved every day. He works extremely hard. He does a lot of things on his own, in the weight room, film watching, taking care of his body, all those things that go into being a really good pro football player. And that's what he is, you know. And I think the more that we can win, the more recognition a guy like him, a guy like Bernardrick McKinney will get. I think those guys are top players. And Whitney's come up big for us in many, many games. And he's a pleasure to coach. I think Mike's done a great job with him, Mike Vrabel. And I think Whitney's had a good year and a good 3 years for us.
Bill, with your guys' four division title, you've only had a few players who have been here the entire time. Dwayne Brown, and obviously started before your time, but Dwayne Brown, J. Joe, Kareem, and Brian Cushing. What are those four guys and the veteran crew of this team, A, mean to the organization, but B, the stability they provided through all the changes, even since you've been here?
It's a great question. I mean, I think that number one is the professional attitude that they bring every single day to work, Brian. I mean, these guys, like, are extremely hard workers. No matter who is their coach, they're just the type of pro players that I think any pro coach would want. You know, they approach the game in a manner where whatever you ask them to do, they're going to do what's best for the team. They never put themselves first. They always put the team first. And I think, with all those guys, they've all had their ups and downs in their career, especially as it relates to injuries. Some of it as it relates to, you know, winning and losing. And they've showed up every day. And I don't think words can really do justice to how much appreciation personally I have for those guys. They've been leaders for us. They've been great in the locker room. They've bought into what we've brought here, which is different than maybe what some guys did in the past. It's just our way of doing things, and I really appreciate that.
And a couple of those guys, specifically Kareem and J.J., they're real close with Andre Johnson. I mean, go way back with him. Andre's been here the last 2 weeks, two games, you know, and he was celebrating in the locker room. What's it been like from your perspective to have Andre back around the team celebrating in the locker room and kind of, working his way back into the organization to be around this team again?
Yeah, he's I know he left for a little bit there, had a foray with the Colts and the Titans, but, he's a Texan. We were all very honored, especially me just honored to have coached him. He was a great, great pro, Brian. I mean, he was a very quiet guy, very hardworking guy. He's another guy that when he was here, we asked him to do different things maybe that he hadn't done earlier in his career. You know, he was a different type of player late in his career, and we asked him to do certain things, and he did it, no questions asked. And, it's great to see him back. I saw him 2 weeks ago, didn't get a real chance to see him this past game, but saw the pictures and all that, and these guys have a ton of respect for him. You know, I believe that he's a future Hall of Fame player. I know that the McNairs hold him in very high regard. Rick Smith holds him in very high regard, and so do I. So it's great to see him back around.
Bill, could you talk about the mental toughness of dealing with the pressure you put Savage under, throwing him into a playoff race? What do you see him, the intangibles?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. You know, again, I think we're focused on this game, and so I don't think it, you know, I think any time a guy comes in that, you know, hasn't played a lot the whole year and he's into the final part of the season. I mean, I think that's a lot of thought. There's a lot of thought that goes into that, John. You know, that's not the easiest decision to make, and you just try to make the best decisions for the team. You know, part of the deal with Tom is that I really believe in his demeanor. I think that he is a poised guy. I think he's a smart guy. I think he's a tough guy. I think the team, you know, has respect for him. I think he's got a long way to go. I think he's working hard to improve every single day. But I felt like, you know, as far as pressure and things like that, I think he's got the right personality, the right kind of makeup, the right toughness to be able to handle those things.
Any update on Lamar Miller's status and also Jadeveon Clowney didn't practice?
Yeah, right. I think both of those guys, Aaron, are probably day-to-day. You know, we're going to have to make a decision later in the week on a few guys. Those two guys, Jay Prosh, Jonathan Joseph, you know, all those guys. You know, look, we'll have seven guys inactive. We'll have 46 guys active, and we're going to, you know, go to Tennessee versus a very difficult team and do the best we can to try to win the game.
I know you don't want to look towards the playoffs.
Nope.
You're playing to win. But is there any benefit to playing in a game right before you play the playoffs that doesn't have an effect on the playoff race, where you can maybe try some stuff that you can't do as well in practice and play against a real opponent?
These are great questions. I think that's a good point. You know, I think the most important thing for us is winning. I don't think there's any substitute for winning. I don't think you can. I understand the standings. I understand the playoffs. Teams are basically set. It's just the seeding for the other teams that are. I understand all that, but what I think is most important is that every time you play a game in this league, just out of respect for football, respect for the National Football League, you play to win. I remember one of the early lessons that I learned along those lines was my first year in the National Football League. It was 2007, and in New England, and we played the Giants in the last regular season game, and the Giants basically had clinched a playoff spot, and I remember Coach Coughlin was asked about resting players and things like that, and that was one of the best regular season games probably to ever be played. I think it was 38-35. We were fortunate to come out on the winning end, and I just remember that the respect that Coach Coughlin and Coach Belichick had for the game of football, that game was played at such a high level. And that was one thing that really resonated with me. And I think the most important thing for everybody involved here in this organization is to go out every Sunday and try to win, no matter what the ramifications of the game are. It's a game of football. It's a great sport. It's the greatest sport ever. And it's important to go out there and try to win.
Bill, could you talk about how your defense, how your coaching staff is? This defense is ranked number one in the league.
Yeah.
And you've done it. You've done it without J.J. Watt all year.
Well, you know, we have a lot of good players. I mean, obviously, J.J.'s you know, top player, one of the best players of all time. And, you know, obviously you can't say enough about him and his ability and his leadership and all those things. But we have a lot of good players, and we have a really good coaching staff. I think we have good leadership. I think Brian Cushing has done an excellent job of leading that defense. You know, he's the heart and soul right in the middle. You know, then you have Vince up front. I think the addition of Antonio Smith, especially from a leadership standpoint, has really helped. Talked about Merciless, McKinney, Jonathan Joseph, A.J. Boye's had a great year, Quentin Demps. And then the coaching staff's very strong, Mark. You know, I talk about that a lot. It's a very I think we have a great coaching staff here. I know it doesn't always look that way. I get it. But we have some really good coaches, and Romeo and Mike Vrabel, John Butler, Anthony Midget, Anthony Weaver, Shane Bowen, Will Lawing. Those guys have they've done an excellent job this year.
Titans really want to win this game, too. They want to have a winning record. Mm-hmm. Be a big deal for them, get rid of that bad taste. Is it good for the offense and Savage that you're going to get everything LeBeau's got, because it might serve you well as you go forward?
Absolutely. I mean, you're going against one of the greatest defensive coordinators of all time in this league. I talked to the team today when I talked about Tennessee's defense. You know, 57 years in the league, I think it is. Played for 13 years, Hall of Fame. Was a head coach. You know, he's been coaching in the league since 1973. It's just incredible. And he's basically, you know, like we know, he's the dean, the father of the zone blitz. And, you know, we're going to get everything they have. We get that. And I think that's good for everybody, not just the quarterback. I think it's going to be a very competitive game. I think that they're playing well. I know it wasn't great for them against Jacksonville, but I know that they'll be ready to play for us, and we better be ready.
Well, obviously, you want to, you know, have more touchdowns and less field goals, but that said, Nick Novak's provided a lot of points and a lot of consistency.
Yep.
Just your thoughts on kind of what Nick's contributed?
Yeah, he's done a great job for us, especially as it relates to field goals. You know, he's hit, I think, 16 straight. I mean, he's done a really nice job, and he's a tough guy. He's the guy, you know, that's been cut, been brought back. He's had his ups and downs in the league, and I know he loves playing here. He loves his teammates, and all he wants to do is go out there and perform well for his team. And, you know, we have to cut down on the number of field goals we have. We kick too many field goals, but when we send him out there, we have confidence that he's going to make it, and hopefully he can keep it going. That's going to be important for us on Sunday.
Bill, when you guys arrived during OTAs, I mean, you guys returned like 13 of probably your 14 top snap getters on defense. Did you imagine that with the experience these guys had with Romeo and where you guys were headed, that this would be the end result just because of familiarity with what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, you know, anytime you have continuity like that, there's so much communication that's involved on our defense that when you have guys that have played together for 2-3 years, I think it's really important because they understand the defense, they understand the language that needs to be spoken among each other as to how they're going to get lined up. You know, we see so many different types of offenses, formations, motions, shifts. We have a lot of different types of packages. Can't say enough about our players and what they've done to be able to line up in different spots, play different positions. You got Clowney that's played end. He's played outside backer. You've got a guy like that we don't talk about that much, like Akeem Dent, who's played inside backer, played outside backer, done a lot of different things for us. And Kareem Jackson, you know, in the past, he's played outside corner, inside corner. He's played safety. Versatile players, and I think the continuity of the defense has helped that, the continuity with the players and with the coaches.
Bill, the Titans have kind of transformed who they are over the last couple of years and really improved in where they are. We talked with Brian Arakpo earlier, and he said, much like you've said in the past about trying to change the narrative of what people think about the AFC South, how are they a different team from the last time you faced them? They played you pretty close here in NRG earlier in the
from
year.
From the first game?
From the first
yeah,
game.
Yeah, well, they're definitely different. I would say this, though, they're extremely different than years past. They're offensively, they are a very difficult team to go against. They're committed to running the football. They're a very physical team. They have all different types of running schemes that it takes a long time to get ready for. It's going to be very difficult to get ready for them this week. They have a good play action game. They've got a lot of good players at all the positions. And then defensively, like I just talked about with Coach LeBeau, I mean, they're a tough team, very tough team. We got up on them early in the first game, and then it was, you know, a very difficult thing to try to score points against them from then on. And I think it's going to be a very difficult team, but they're a very, very tough team to go against just because of their coaching, their players, and their scheme that they present to you.
Bill, when you were with the Patriots, you did a lot of, especially early in your career, you did a lot of film work, you know, kind of behind the scenes. Obviously, you have a huge game this week, but how do you work with your kind of, you know, assistants that we don't ever hear about, prepping for multiple teams?
Yeah.
What kind of work are they putting in right now to you know, put together film for multiple possible opponents?
You have two groups of people that are working ahead. So you have the four quality control guys. So you have Will Long, Timmy Kelly, Shane Bowen, and Pat O'Hara that are working on, you know, they finished Tennessee last week, gave us the info on Tennessee on Sunday, and now they're working ahead on the potential opponents for the playoffs. Then you have Rick Smith's crew of guys, with Brian Gain and all those guys, you know, all the pro personnel guys that are working on what we call advances. So they're working on advances for the potential playoff opponents that we really look at too. Their personnel, you know, different packages that they use, injury updates, roster. You know, the roster's changed so much, and so there's a lot of work. That's another great question, because there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, and there's guys that really don't get a lot of credit, but when you've come up in coaching that way, you really appreciate that. You know, that was one of the things I remember, too, about, you know, working in New England was all the work that went on behind the scenes and then go out on the field and hopefully play well. But there's so much that's done from guys that you never hear about that's vital to the success of winning. I use Will Lawing as an example a lot. I mean, the guy, when Brian Cushing made that play you know, last week, late in the game against Cincinnati on a speed option, you know, that was a very well scouted play by our defensive staff with the guys that you don't hear about. You know, that was a very well scouted play and very well taught to our guys. And It's just, you know, it's guys that are underappreciated but that are vital to the success of winning and losing.